This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. For those of us who really like Star Trek, I had a crush on Captain Kirk, but that was about it. Other than that, I really wasn't into Star Trek like everybody else. I was more of a Star Wars type of girl, and I thought Star Trek was copycatting off of Star Wars because I didn't realize that Star Trek went back into the 1960s. So I never liked Star Trek. I didn't realize they were the original. But that medical decoder, okay, you know, that they used, the doc used to determine if somebody, you know, had an illness and what was going on, we're one step closer to that becoming a reality. So that's pretty damn cool. Apparently women have faster heartbeats than men. Their circadian rhythm is different. The way they digest food is different. So this men is from Mars, women are from Venus, may hold true with a lot of regular metabolic processes. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to talk about this ESPN reporter who was so stressed after her video where she was ranting and going off on a parking attendant or a towing employee went viral. She apparently is losing her vision with this condition that we're going to talk to you about, CSR. Alan Thicke left us, TV dad. So sad since, you know, we just lost one of our favorite TV moms, Florence Henderson, to heart disease. And Alan Thicke died of a heart attack suddenly. We're going to talk about what we know and actors who unfortunately have left us too early as a result of heart disease. Also, many of you have questions about osteopathic medicine, which I am a huge, huge fan of, especially since I'm married to a chiropractor who obviously uses manipulation for a lot of his treatment plans, and I teach at an osteopathic medical school. So we have Dr. Eric Totter, who is going to join us and teach us a lot about what osteopathic medicine does and how we could use it for our regular health, everyday health. So pretty exciting show today, but it's never as exciting as listening to your questions, your comments, your concerns. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Alan Thicke, TV dad, multiple TV shows, movies, but very well known for Growing Pains, as I believe he was the psychologist, Seaver, I forget his first name on the show. I always thought he was so cute. I had a crush on him also. Unfortunately, was playing hockey with his son when he died and dropped dead of a heart attack. And, you know, I was on KABC with Doug McIntyre in the morning this morning talking about heart disease and how it kills. And, you know, we've spoken about this before. It's these plaques that build up in your coronary arteries that are the essence and the crux of your heart health. And so these plaques are made up of fat, cholesterol, calcium, fibrin, and a whole bunch of other substances. And what they do is they deposit, just like your plumbing, right, underneath your sink or your shower or toilet, okay? You get this corroding, you get this these calcium deposits, and the cholesterol, fat, calcium, fibrin, whatnot, make this plaque. This plaque, as it grows, can narrow the lumen of that vessel, the opening of it, such that blood can't get through. However, the more this plaque grows, sometimes it becomes unstable. And you may not be 100% blocked. You may only be 50% blocked. But that plaque tears. It just breaks off. When it breaks off, your body realizes that there's a foreign body. Sometimes that break could tear the lining of the blood vessel, so you immediately form a clot. Okay, that's your body's defense mechanism. They're right on the money. They get right on top of it. Unfortunately, you have a clot and a little baby blood vessel that feeds the heart. You're not getting any blood flow to that heart muscle. So what ends up happening is that heart muscle starts to die. When it starts to die, it doesn't contract or spread the electrical conduction as well. When you don't have the electricity spreading throughout the heart, then the muscle will contract and the heart won't pump. The heart stops, and unfortunately, you die. So the essence to preventing heart disease, which we're going to talk about later on the show, is making sure you don't build up the plaques. Now, former President Bill Clinton has been battling this. Larry King has had heart attacks. Dick Cheney, very well known for his heart disease. Barbara Walters has had heart disease, and they've lived. But unfortunately, actors such as Alan Thicke and many others have died as a result of a heart attack. Some of these include, obviously, Florence Henderson, who left us at the age of 82, who we thought was the picture of health, but unfortunately was battling heart issues. James Garner died in 2014 at the age of 86. James Gandolfini from The Sopranos, great actor, died when he was in Italy on vacation. I believe he went into the bathroom and his son had found him. He was only 51 years old. Isaac Hayes, very well known for multiple roles and music success, also played chef on South Park, was on a treadmill when he died at age 51. I'm sorry, age 65, back in 2008. Richard Pryor died of a heart attack, age 65, back in 2005. Peter Sellers from The Pink Panther died at age 83, back in 2002. Jerry Garcia from The Grateful Dead. I got to see him right before he died, him perform, age 53 years old, back in 1995. John Candy left us at the young age of 44, back in 1994. Red Fox, Sanford and Son, great actor, comedian, was 68 years old when he died of a heart attack. Orson Welles died at age 70 of a heart attack. James Cagney died at age 86 of a heart attack. Bing Crosby died in the year 1977 at the age of 74 with a heart attack. Louis Armstrong, you know, hello, Dolly, loved him. Age 71, he died in 1971. Gracie Allen, age 58. Many, many others, obviously, we have lost to heart attacks. So, a little bit later today, we're going to talk about your risk factors and what you can do to prevent heart disease. And, you know, Alan Thicke he looked like the epitome of health. I mean, he was in his 60s, 69, almost 70 years old, playing hockey. You know, who knew? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu, because there's absolutely no treatment for that. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and who very generously allows me to be on air. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many times on the show, I've talked about how frustrated I was being an allopathic physician and not being able to help the patients to the degree that I wanted to. Luckily, I was married to my husband, and I'm still married to him, chiropractor, who would help me with my patients who had asthma, neck pain, back pain, migraines, PMS, irritable bowel, and the manipulation was phenomenal. And I've always said how, you know, part of me wonders if I should have gone to an osteopathic program, because that just seemed to be more in line with my the way I wanted to practice. Well, here to explain a lot about what osteopathic medicine is and how he gets to use this art every day is Dr. Eric Totter, assistant professor at Troy University, Nevada. Hi, Dr. Totter. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you for having me here.
No, it's a pleasure. So please enlighten my listeners on what is osteopathic medicine to start.
Osteopathic medicine is a complete healthcare system that uses the principles that the body has its own ability to heal itself and that the structure and the function of the body are intimately related. That means that any kind of restriction in motion of any part of the structure can result in a problem in how the body works.
Mm-hmm.
We rely on the self-corrective, self-regulating mechanism to be employed to make the changes in the body to restore its health.
And, you know, that's brilliant. You know, we talk about, like, for example, fevers, you know, with when people get an infection. And, you know, the fever is the body's response to try to fight the infection. Now, sneezing is the body's response. And I think a lot of times in medicine we forget to listen to the body and take that momentum and rather than working against the body, work with it.
You're absolutely correct. Osteopathy takes the position that we can support what's going on and the health that's already present in that particular person to utilize that to support what needs to happen. So many times an approach is taken that utilizes a drug that prevents the body from doing something. And the body is doing something in a very intelligent response to the conditions that are present. So,
exactly.
We give antihypertensives to people that have high blood pressure. High blood pressure is multifactorial. There are many reasons why people have high blood pressure, but some of those reasons can be handled by looking at the structure of the body. We look at other drugs that are used, and all of the drugs that are used have a negative effect. Stop something that the body's doing. Osteopathy, on the other hand, supports what the body is already doing and allow it to come back to its natural state of health.
That's amazing. And it's brilliant. It makes so much sense. You know, when I was in a residency, most of my physicians were MDs, but we had a DO attending, a doctor of osteopathic medicine, and I had an asthmatic patient. I've told my listeners this many times, where I had an asthmatic patient on four different medications, the poor little boy. And she says, has anybody even adjusted him or evaluated him? And she took a look at his thoracic vertebrae, took a look at his ribs. She did an adjustment, and we were able to get him off to at least two of his medicines by the next visit. And so it's fascinating, you know, to me how this exists, but it's sad that it's underutilized. When should doctors stop? I mean, I would say almost every illness, but, you know, what's the best way to start integrating this more and teaching patients to not just ask for the medication, but to ask for an evaluation of their somatic dysfunction and of the way their body is as a whole?
Well, I think just having an awareness that the structure can influence its function is a great way to begin. Because then we can start to see, for example, you have poor posture. You're bent forward. You're sitting at your desk all day long. You're under stress. You're drinking coffee. All of a sudden, you start to get heartburn and indigestion. Is there some structural influence that might be contributing to this? Of course, it's true that the gastric mucosa has changed. The lining of the stomach has changed. That's true. But that change in the lining of the stomach is a response to a change in the nervous system itself. So patients can become aware and actually ask their physicians if they're not able to provide that care, do they know somebody that can? Many times we can use a drug, the proton pump inhibitors or the H2 blockers to treat acid reflux. That's great. But if we don't treat the changes in the structure, the complete healing can't occur. So that approach needs to be looked at. Look at people that have headaches, for example, another condition that's really influenced by posture and our stress level. So immediately you're given some drug to help with pain. Sometimes the anti-inflammatories don't work, and you need an opiate, which has a whole slew of side effects, constipation, dependency, alteration in your ability to think and drive, and, you know, that little warning you see on the label, don't operate heavy machinery. Mm-hmm. So you have a drug like that. When this could be treated in a much more efficient way and a much safer way by looking at how the structure is influencing what's going on. So patients really just need to, patients really just need to be aware that there is another way, another perspective in looking at and supporting their health, which is osteopathy. It's been around for over 100 years. And the reason that it still exists, the reason it's still present, is because it offers something to patients that no other form of medicine can provide.
For those who are joining us, we're talking to Dr. Eric Totter, assistant professor at Toro University of Nevada and osteopathic physician. All right, so let's give you a hypothetical. Let's say Manny, the producer, and I go out to lunch, and we decide to go and get some burritos, and he orders my burrito extra, extra beans, and I already suffer from irritable bowel and I have bad gas. How would you, from an osteopathic perspective, help me with my gas?
Okay, so gas is a symptom. Irritable bowel syndrome is a symptom. Irritable bowel syndrome is generally presents with diarrhea followed by constipation, and each one of those episodes can last a number of days.
Lord have mercy,
that is the symptom. What could be causing that symptom? Could it be a disruption in the normal function of the bowel? Well, yes, obviously the bowels aren't functioning properly. Where could that disruption occur? Could there be an alteration in the input from the nervous system, the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system? Absolutely. Peristalsis is regulated by the parasympathetic nervous system. That helps create the motion in the bowels themselves. If they are hyperactive, then that patient might suffer. You might have that problem of, well, I have a lot of cramps. My body isn't able to digest the food because it's moving through too rapidly, which creates a lot of distension, gas, incomplete digestion, and a lot of unpleasant symptoms. So if we can look at the structure, know where to look, for example, in the mid to lower thoracic spine, and in the sacrum by the tailbone. Those are two areas that can influence digestive function, as well as the cranium. That could be an approach to start to treat somebody that would have this kind of a problem. In addition, you could look at the organs themselves. For example, sometimes people have had surgery and they have adhesions in the abdomen. Some of those adhesions and restrictions can be treated using an approach to treat the organ. Again, an osteopathic approach.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Totter, thank you. It looks like we're running out of time. How do people find you?
I have a webpage, erictoterdo.com. You can look up cranial osteopathic manipulation Las Vegas and Google that. I'm sure you're going to find me.
Great, and I'll put his website on my Facebook and Twitter. Dr. Totter, thank you so much. It was an honor having you. Can't wait to have you back.
Dr. Wack, thank you very much. I enjoyed it very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV4Life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air. Detox it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I think there's a lot of overlap between many of the medical specialties out there, and it's very interesting because every osteopath, MD, chiropractor I've worked with, we all seem to have the same goals, improving the patient, using as little medications or outside influence as possible, help the body heal. And it's a type of thinking, and it's a type of, I believe, approach to a patient that's one of the healthiest. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes we do need outside assistance. And, you know, when we were talking about heart disease and the death of Alan Thicke and multiple other actors, as well as my father who died, you know, I always seem to have to help you all balance between,
you know, approaching of a physician or a medical provider to help you versus not. So, for example, my father did not want to take cholesterol medication. He said, I'm going to eat healthy. And which is exactly what, and he did. You know, he, once he was diagnosed with diabetes, he turned it all around. And he got his sugar down, he got his weight down, and boy did he get his act together. He never had any soda pop, he didn't eat sweets, he always eat his tomatoes and his vegetables, doesn't matter. He still dropped dead of a heart attack. And when I told him before he died, look, you need to be on, you know, cholesterol medication, Lipitor, he's like, no, I'm going to hurt my liver. It's going to hurt my liver. No, leave me alone, baby girl, leave me alone. Like, are you going to hurt your liver? That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. You're going to have the healthiest liver in the cemetery. Take the gosh darn Lipitor and quit being a weenie. Little girl, you know nothing, you stupid. So, unfortunately, he died, and it kills me because I was afraid of my father, so I didn't stand up to him. You know, usually when he said I was stupid, I'm like, hey, you're right, I am. You know, yes, daddy. You know, meanwhile, I'm in my 30s, and still, I couldn't get him to do what I wanted him to do. And so, of course, osteopathic physicians, allopathic doctors, even chiropractors will recommend that you take the appropriate medications necessary to help you with your issue. You know, statin medications, the statin, class family of Crestor and Lipitor and Zocor and, or brand name, generic name, Pravastatin, Simvastatin, Atorvastatin. These are some of my favorite medications. These medications seriously lower cholesterol and help prevent these plaques from being unstable and breaking off. I have only known of one patient to die of a heart attack who was taking his cholesterol medication. Everybody else that I've known to have died of a heart attack in my practice or in anybody else had refused to take the statin, which is why I have no problem, I have no problem endorsing such a class of pharmaceuticals. And no, I do not have any relationship with any of these pharmaceutical companies. I just really like to use the statins. And so that's going to be an outside influence that is going to be recommended if you are at high risk. You know, what the reason why this, you know, unfortunately the passing of Alan Thicke is getting such attention is one, as many of us bonded with him, to the younger generation knows his son, Robin Thicke. He's the one that did that song, oh, hey, hey, hey. Oh, hey, hey, hey. You know that, let me see. I don't know the song now. What's that one? Try to domesticate you. That one. That's his son.
The one with Pharrell, right?
Yeah. What's the song called?
I forget what the name is called. I don't.
I know he did something with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Be a Good Girl. Be a good girl. Lines. Something about a snorting lines.
That's what it was.
Blurred lines. That's it. Blurred lines. Not snorting lines. Blurred lines. That was it. Yeah.
I had a complete brain fart there, too. I should have known exactly what it was.
It's because we went for burritos. You know? That's what it was. Okay. So anyway, Robin Thicke, that's his son. And he's obviously very, very famous among the millennials, and we know the dad. And I think what's really frustrating and why I've been interviewed so much on this is because it's a, you have a healthy person who's obviously played hockey, doing what he's supposed to, and his life ends just then and there. Apparently, he was still conscious, and he was speaking to people. I think he vomited. He was very nauseous and dizzy. And as he was being wheeled out of the arena, he was telling people, I'm good, I'm good. You know, always calming people down around him. From what I understand, he was a real, real beautiful person. But then, unfortunately, he didn't make it, and we still don't have all the details of what happened. But for you and I that listen to this, not only are we saddened by any loss of anybody who died of a heart attack, but we want to find solace in the fact that we are doing something right and somebody who died had done something wrong. And when you don't hear that that person did anything wrong, but he passed anyway, that scares the hell out of you. Now, maybe he was a smoker. You know, maybe he did have a very high family history of heart disease. We don't know. In fact, I've been asked many times, did he have high blood pressure? Did he have, I don't know. Now, risk factors for heart disease, of course, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, obesity. These are all things you could control, people. You could control your high blood pressure. Yes, you may need to go on a medication, but this is something you can maintain. You could control high cholesterol for the most part, diabetes, obesity. What you can't control is if you've got a family history of heart disease. You can't control if you're a male or a female. Male over 40 are at higher risk than males under 40. Women who are postmenopausal, women over 50 or whenever they reach menopause, unfortunately are at risk. Stress. You know, we talk about stress. Got to be able to control your stress. You know, this is something that unfortunately is, I think, a huge factor. Now, I mean, how stressed was Alan Thicke? He was playing hockey. He was probably having fun, but maybe the stress of the exercise was what did it. You need to make sure that you are not vulnerable such that a stressful event, such as a death in the family, we talk about this all the time, whenever there's a death of a close relative, your risk of heart disease skyrockets, especially if you're a spouse. Why? Because of the stress. So before you have chest pain, and that's what most people do, I say, have you checked your heart? No, because I don't have chest pain. You don't have chest pain? Well, you don't wait to check your heart when you have chest pain. My father never had an episode of chest pain in his life. Even when he died, he didn't have chest pain. Diabetics usually won't have chest pain. So don't be waiting for a huge, scary, ominous symptom. Same thing with colon cancer. I'll ask my friends, did you go get your colonoscopy yet? First, they say none of your gosh darn business. And then second, they go, no, because I don't have any blood in the stool. Okay, by the time you have blood in the stool, how far advanced do you think that colon cancer is? Don't be stupid. So what you guys need to do is you need to be on top of it before you have a problem. Such that if you do want to play hockey, or you do want to go through a divorce, or if there is a death in the family, your heart isn't that weak, such that now you're going to become a victim. So, how do you reduce your risk? Well, first, I want you all seeing a medical provider, and anybody over the age of 40 who's a male, or over the age of 50 who's a female, and has any of those above risk factors I talked about, you need to see a cardiologist. I don't give a damn if Obamacare doesn't want to pay for it. You get your butt to a cardiologist. All right? Your regular provider can also do an EKG, echocardiogram, a stress test. But I've never lost a patient where very closely their cardiologist was on their butt. And that is something that I will stand by, and I will urge, and I will, you know, constantly pound into you guys. Make sure you check in with a heart doctor. In the meantime, you get that blood pressure normalized. You get your weight normalized. You get your blood sugar normalized. You get your cholesterol down. You reduce your stress. A diet rich in potassium, like fruits and vegetables, that's going to help protect your heart. If you smoke, you put that cigarette now and you never touch one again. Make sure you're staying active and get some rest and be happy. Enjoy life, because you never know when it's going to end. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone, and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about My Pillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With My Pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. My Pillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of talk has been circulating around this ESPN reporter, Britt McHenry, who is saying now that she could have permanent vision loss after that incident that happened last year where a video went viral of her going off on a towing company employee. Do you guys remember that? So she's an ESPN reporter. She's 30 years old, and she was interviewed by the outlet Marie Claire. And I guess she had reported that she has been battling an eye condition called CSR, central serous retinopathy. And you'll see a lot of headlines where stress can cause vision loss. And if any of you are scared by that, you should be, because it actually can. So I'll tell you guys what CSR is. So surrounding her stress, apparently back in April 2015, a video went viral of her making fun of a Gina Michelle, who's an advanced towing employee. Apparently, I think McHenry's vehicle was impounded, and so she started yelling at her, using obscenities, insulting her teeth and her weight and employment, etc. So it was a bad day for McHenry, and even a worse day for the employee. Within hours, however, the ESPN reporter did post an apology, describing, quote, "In an intense and stressful moment, I allowed my emotions to get the best of me and said some insulting and regrettable things." Remember how I talked to you guys how we need to figure out how to check ourselves before we go off? Many of us will just go off. And whether it's in a violent tirade, whether it's breaking things, or whether it's verbal. And one thing a lot of us women know how to do is we know how to cut somebody down to size. Unfortunately, you know, we may do it when that person is undeserving. And so her being frustrated with her car being towed, unfortunately, you know, turned into a rant. It was videotaped, I think, on surveillance footage within the parking lot. And that got out there. I guess ESPN was contemplating firing her, but they suspended her for a week. So, in this interview with Marie Claire, she revealed that she could be going blind. She's having some pretty serious eye issues. And it's an eye issue. This central serous retinopathy, it comes with stress. So, in addition to the stress that happened with this viral video, she's had threats. She had to up her security. And, yes, she brought it on herself, but plain devil's advocate, you know, you have a video that gets out there. Let's stop for a sec before we talk about the eye condition. This is something that's going to be very debatable. You do something stupid, and many of us have done something stupid. I've said some very mean things to people in the family, to whatever, and then you're like, you know what, I shouldn't have said that. I apologize. They've said some mean things back. You know what? I'm going to apologize. Okay? Because it's in the past, it's in the past. Not anymore. Now that we have video, now that we have cybersphere, internet, etc., the past keeps coming back. You know, one thing that was so psychologically beneficial prior to smartphones and videos and all this is, you know, when something happened in the past, it was in the past. You could say that. It's in the past. It was a mistake. We moved on. Rand Paul was being interviewed on Fox News, and they asked about, you know, the relationship with him and Trump, considering how bad it was before. And again, you know, it's in the past, and bygones be bygones, you know, until, of course, the media keeps bringing up the sound bites. So, you know, from a psychological perspective, we're not allowed to hide from our past anymore. And it's very hard to deal with it also if it's a video that keeps circulating. If somebody had a naked picture of them taken, and then that floated around, there's nothing they could do about that either. Once it gets out there, it gets out there. And so it is stressful. And that stinks. I mean, if I ever, you know, am driving down the road and somebody makes me mad and I decide to yell at them and give them the finger and somebody catches that on tape, that's going to be out there forever. And so it's very difficult to tell a human being to do nothing, to just be very inert and neutral and walk through life without. That's very difficult because this is how we release our emotions. Now, I'm not saying what Britt McHenry did was proper by any means. That was ridiculous. But does she deserve to suffer? You know, here we are a year and a half later. You know, for something that got caught on tape, and it sounds like she is. Now, this condition she has, a central serous retinopathy, apparently started out as blurry vision. She says, "I could no longer see clearly. Everything was a blur." So, she went to a retinal specialist, she says, who diagnosed her with CSR, a condition in which vision is impaired, often due to trauma or extreme stress. She says, neither medication nor time helped alleviate the problem. Usually, CSR, central serous retinopathy, will go away on its own with time. In a few months. She said, I had no choice but to start a series of injections directly into my eye to try to regain my vision and prevent further damage. She said, the first time I watched the needle approach my eye, she said, yes, you're awake for this. I broke down, halting the process until I could regain my composure. She said, I was a wreck, not so much because of the injection, but because of what had brought me to that point. So what is central serous retinopathy? What is this? So basically, it's a buildup of serous fluid underneath the retina. Now, serous fluid is that clear, yellowish, clear, completely transparent fluid that can ooze from a wound. All right. So if you guys have ever had a wound or a zit or something that didn't have pus in it, but it exuded a clear fluid, that's serous fluid. Let's say you have a surgery where they have to leave in a drain, and you're like, why do they have to leave a drain? Because serous fluid, this fluid of water and protein and other sorts of adjuvants in there will start building up to fill up the hole. So your body has this serous fluid, and it's supposed to be completely sterile, and it's a fluid that helps pass things like for example if you're cut or etc. And so it's a very, very common fluid. Unfortunately, with stress, it looks like it starts to build up behind the retina. Now the retina is what helps focus images. It captures the light. It transmits the image from the eye into neurological signals. Those get sent to the brain. So if anything happens to that retina, you could be blind. If you start having fluid buildup behind the retina, it starts to distort the shape. So now that starts to blur your image, and it can even cause it to detach. And a detached retina, unfortunately, can cause blindness if you can't get that back. Many times for detached retina, we have to inject a gas bubble in there. That gas bubble helps push it back. It's pretty scary stuff until it just reattaches. Now, we don't know what causes CSR. We think it's high stress. High cortisol levels have been known to cause it, and cortisol rises with stress. If you're on chronic steroid medication, steroids can increase it. Now, this is very frustrating because whenever somebody starts to build up with fluid, sometimes we like to use steroids, right, to decrease inflammation. Can't do that with this. It's contraindicated. You cannot, because unfortunately, steroids could be what caused this. It's supposed to go away. Your vision is supposed to restore in 3-4 months, but sometimes it could take a year. Now, Britt McHenry said she took an oral medication, and then she had to take injections in her eye. So my guess is it might have been acetazolamide, which is kind of a diuretic. We use it for motion sickness. Sometimes we'll use it in heart failure. It's a diuretic, so it helps decrease fluid. We use it for glaucoma. So that might have been the pill that she used. And then because that didn't work, she had injections. And I'm wondering if the injections were Avastin. Avastin is actually an agent we use when fighting cancer. And these are injections that stop the overgrowth of blood vessels. So it's dangerous stuff. Blood pressure, caffeine intake, all that. So we got to cut our stress. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.